countryman says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. This is your country folks surviving up here in North Dakota. I'm James Kelso. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on July 8th, 2020. We'll be together for the next 60 minutes. You can call in at 800-313-9443. How do you like them apples? Well, that's all our housekeeping. Now, what do we talk about tonight? You help me decide. You can call in and suggest what you've noticed in the Trump phenomenon during the last 24 hours. I'm going to start to grate on your nerves because I'm really biting. I don't bite my nails, but I am metaphorically biting my nails as we approach November 3rd. I'm a nervous wreck on the matter. I really am worried that. You know, some of you listeners call me at home and I talk about this with you. There is a, you know, if we don't have the brains, but let's put it this way. Donald Trump, this should not be a nail biter. Donald Trump should be so far ahead of this piece of garbage, Joe Biden, and is as yet to be named running mate from among this incredible short list of losers. The fact that this is a nail biter is already a mind-boggling situation. The greatest president we've ever had, the greatest orator, the greatest financial genius, the greatest organizer, motivator of people, the bravest president we've ever had against the worst candidate. This guy's worse than even Hillary Clinton. And it's close? That's terrifying. Donald Trump should be beating Joe Biden at least 2-1. He should be beating Biden in 50 states, including California. The fact that he's not means, well, it has two real obvious meanings. One, that the left has taken over control of the mind of America through its control of the media and academia and the other key institutions. Their march through the institutions has been successful. And then the second horrible, you know, imputation is that a lot of Americans are dumber than rocks. That's not what, you know, that's depressing. How do you fix that? How do you fix people who could vote for Joe Biden and pick anybody? Kamala Harris, Camel Nose Harris, or any of the others. So anyway, so I'm gonna grate on your nerves till November 3rd. Then come November 4th. We're I can tell you what's going to happen. We're going to be either hooting and hollering, celebrating this Donald Trump's victory. That'll be a hell of a great show. And that'll happen, of course, the night of November 3rd. We'll know whether he's won or lost. And then if he's lost, this is going to happen in just a bit more than 100 days. If Donald Trump has lost, we will be, you know, I'll be taking your calls, taking your suggestions. We'll be brainstorming. All right, now what have we got? Now what have we got? We don't have the White House. We may or may not have either the Senate or the House of Representatives. We may have no institution of power at all. You know, we're locked out of the media, locked out of academia. If we're locked out of the House, the Senate, and the presidency, well, that's a fine state of affairs. So what we have left is our movement, which is what the president has said at his rallies. But, you know, that was wonderful and reassuring to hear him at his rallies saying, we're a great country and we're a great people. We're a great movement. And he'd always lead with movement. He said, we are a movement. And he would say that at every rally, at the end of every rally. Except there aren't any rallies anymore. Even that we had is now gone. We can't stage a rally. So, you know, no convention, no rally, no gatherings. This is not looking good. So, in that bleak scenario, and I know I'm depressing you, on November 4th, we're going to have to pick ourselves up, get up off the ground, and go forward as a movement. And that's all that we'll be. We'll be a movement out of power, and we'll be defending what little channel of communication we have, you know, on the internet, through the mail. But now let me depress you even further, because Tucker Carlson was talking about this tonight. He had, wasn't Bernie Kerik was talking about it? He had somebody else on was talking about. But the left, if they gain all of the levers of power, they are going to bear down on us as you wouldn't believe. They're going to close us out of the internet. They're going to tear us off of radio and off of television. It's going to be very hard to keep your head above water when the left, when this crazy lunatic communist left. I just watched the Tucker Carlson show was talking about Susan Rosenberg is one of the founders and organizers of Black Lives Matter. She is a convicted domestic terrorist. And we're talking, Bernie Kerik was talking about her. This is the New York City cop, Bernie Kerik, really a great man. And they showed a picture of him in 1985 holding an AR semi-auto rifle, probably one that's rigged for auto because he was a police. He was escorting her from a federal courthouse. She had hundreds of pounds of explosives in her apartment. She had been participated in the murders of New York City cops, blowing up of buildings, robbing of banks. This is a real, genuine killer, Susan Rosenberg. She's now one of the board of directors members of the parent organization over Black Lives Matter. And how is she out on the street? She was sentenced to 58 years in prison. Had to be guarded with automatic rifles going into and out of the courthouse. She was a hardcore, you know, a jihadi, a domestic terrorist. Bill Clinton pardoned her on his last day in office. Never hear about that. It's amazing the things we never hear about. Anyway, people like that will be in control. She will be a powerful person in a Biden administration. We will have communist revolutionary terrorists running our government. So it ain't good, folks. Unless the president wins on November 3rd, and then it's all good for now. Let me see here. Let me check my caller board here. Here's a caller, Andy in Texas. Andy, what's on your mind?
Well, hey, nice to talk to you again, my friend. But would you say that Donald Trump is keeping America free right now?
Yes. Let me put it this way. Is Donald Trump, if the form of the question, is Donald Trump God? No, he's not. Is Donald Trump doing all that one mortal man who puts his pants on just the way you do in the morning, one leg at a time, is he doing all that one man could do to secure our freedom? Yes.
Well, but can you defend what he's allowing to happen in this world?
Hang on. Let me analyze your question there. Can I defend what Donald Trump is allowing to happen in this world? Now, you're still on the premise that Donald Trump is God, that Donald Trump has the power that he's allowing. And I'm sure you'll give me a list of bad things that are happening. He's allowing them to happen. You know, Donald Trump is not your mom or dad or God or the principal or the, you know, he is the president of the United States. He's not omnipotent or omniscient. So now start with your list. Name at the top of your list, what's the worst thing that Donald Trump is remiss in because he's allowing it to happen?
Well, there's no list. I have no list. The thing is that we've attempted.
Well, you must be thinking of something. You said the things that Donald Trump is allowing to happen. You must be thinking of something.
Well,
I hope you are.
Well, if you allow me to elaborate, I will.
Yes, I wanted to know what's at the top of your list. What's he allowing to happen?
Well, he's supposedly the most powerful man in the world, and you've touted that, and everybody has touted that. And yet he's allowing our own country to be touted with some tainted information. And you know, as well as I do, that this COVID-19 is just a big farce. It's a government takeover. And our president, Mr. Donald Trump, has allowed our country to be taken over by a medical emergency.
Okay, and now let me answer that. Let me answer that. What Donald Trump has done, which neither you nor I haven't done this in the last 24 hours. Donald Trump has reached out to his 80, right on his Twitter account here. He's got 80, let me go to the top here. So it's so long, 83 million followers. He's been on national television. He's been all over everywhere in the media demanding that our schools open on day one of the fall semester. Now that's action. Now, hang on. That's one man who's doing more than any other man in the world. It is imperative that our schools open. Yes, the COVID-19 hoax is bullshit, and the left is using it to wreck Donald Trump, to wreck America, and to take over, to take power. But Donald Trump is not allowing them to do that. Your premise is that Donald Trump can just slam on the brakes, throw all the deep staters into prison, and make everything happy and good. No, he's dealing with the entire media is against him, the entirety of academia, the entire deep state, all of the teachers' unions, everything, all these institutions. The enemy has taken over these institutions. And your earlier point, Donald Trump is the most powerful man on earth, no question about it. But he is one man. These institutions that he's fighting are manned with tens and hundreds of thousands of people. So you put this one man up against these hundreds of thousands of deep staters, and no, he can't. He can't just magically make all the harm that they're doing go away. But he is right now, he's dead set on opening the schools, and that on time. And that is a huge thing. That is something that will maybe, you know, that'll happen in time for the election. And maybe that will wake the Americans who voted for Donald Trump on November 8th, 2016. Maybe it will snap them out of their hypnotized state long enough to realize that they're not going to die, that the Chinese flu is not going to kill them. Their children aren't even going to get a sniffle. The number of, just to give you a thing, Tucker Carlson just cited it on his show, the number of children who have died because of the plain Jane flu, usual flu this season, four times as many young people have died from that, and it's almost none, by the way, as have died from the Chinese Kung flu, the coronavirus. So if the schools are opened, maybe America will snap out of its hypnotized state and reelect Donald Trump. And then we can get down to brass tacks. We can get into his second four-year term, and we can really do some make some progress in saving America. But we only have, Andy, we have left just a bit more than 100 days. And all that we can do, all that you can do, is don't gripe about Donald Trump. If you want to help him get reelected, which is the same question as asking if you want to survive, if you want your country to have a chance, then help him get reelected. Bagging on him.
Can
bagging and ragging on him won't help him get elected. It'll help Joe Biden get elected.
Well,
I
don't want to rag on anybody, but I got to tell you straight up, Donald Trump is watching. He's overseeing everything that's going on right now.
Okay. All right. Hey, Andy, thank you. I like it. You don't want to rag on him, but you got to rag on him. Okay. All right. I got it. We'll be right back, folks.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say, I decided I just got to stand up and say. So sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise
we're back,
my
folks.
Voice and say it's time for you to
and
go.
So Andy, my party budget, Andy, I don't know if you heard me. And, you know, it's like, to all the folks who, you know, whether all the folks who want to knock Donald Trump, you're not going to help us patriots that way. If you're helping to defeat Donald Trump, you're not helping the patriot cause. Let's put it that way. And, you need to ask yourself a very different question. Is what I'm doing, am I pushing or pulling hard enough on the oars here to save the country, to win this election? Now, Tucker Carlson had a very nice piece on Joe Biden. Let me play it for you here. This Biden administration is going to be a very, very radical, very left-wing hell for all of us if it happens. Listen to Biden. Tucker plays his July 4th. Newt Gingrich noted this, that the president in his July 4th message on July 3rd at Rushmore and July 4th at the White House, two of the greatest speeches ever delivered by an American president. Two of the greatest speeches ever delivered, period. And so good that Gingrich thought it might get the president elected. Biden, on the other hand, Gingrich said, this is the worst speech, the worst utterance ever by any American presidential candidate, even. It was that communist, that left wing, that anti-American. Joe Biden has reached a new bottom. So listen to it here. Tucker Carlson is reporting it. Let me find it here in this segment. Here it is.
On all of this, as the revolution continues apace, Biden is supposed to be a moderate, remember? That was his chief appeal. But there was nothing moderate about Biden's 4th of July statement. Instead, it was a full-throated attack on the United States.
Our country was founded on an idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. We've never lived up to it. Jefferson himself didn't. He held slaves. Women were excluded. American history is no fairy tale. It's been a constant push and pull between the two parts of our character. The idea that all men and women, all people are created equal, and the racism that has torn us apart.
Okay, I'll pause it right there. So we've been torn apart by racism. That was his last phrase. So our society is one that's riddled with racism. So what Joe Biden is saying is what all of these other left-wing pukes are saying, that the greatest nation that has ever existed in the universe, the freest, best, most moral, purest nation ever created by anyone, is afflicted with racism. And of course, racism is, you know, that's your ultimate term of opprobrium. So in other words, we're rotten to the core, says Joe Biden. Well, listen up, here's more. This is his encouraging 4th of July message, celebrating our independence.
Chance to rip the roots of systemic racism out of this country.
This is our chance to rip the roots of systemic racism out of our country. Rip the roots of systemic racism out of our country. So Joe Biden, this is a radical, radical Joe Biden. And this is, and it's only going to get worse. This is what he's saying and admitting and promising now.
That's your 4th of July message? Systemic racism, something you can't even define that has no real definition? Really?
Think about that one, folks. Tucker is asking the right questions over and over again. Define systemic racism. What is that? The left doesn't define it. You can't define it. It's just a term of opprobrium. It's a way of shutting up, making you shut up and obey. Systemic racism. All right, let's go. Now that's the president. Put that up. That's up on the president's Twitter account. Now here's some other messages he's given us that are very, very good. This is what we're hoping for. 8 hours ago, the president wrote in all caps with triple exclamation marks, the silent majority is stronger than ever. Just watch. Mr. President, I believe in you. I hope you're right. You know, you're the clearest-sighted political figure anywhere, or person anywhere. I hope you're right. There he is, ringing the Liberty Bell. We'll be right back after this break.
It'll still last 10 years like it should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Change, and let's rebuild America first.
Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed?
There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Yes, let's rebuild America first. Martin, in Concord, California, you're on the air.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey, hi, buddy.
I just wanted to give you some hopeful news there. My wife used to really dislike Donald Trump. She voted for, I think, some communist in the 2016 election. But since this whole virus hoax and just the whole riots that are happening have taken place, she begrudgingly now says, I would never vote for Joe Biden. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. And I don't know how typical she is, but, you know, of course, I've shown her a few clips of Joe Biden being totally out of it. That has helped. But, you know, there's a number of people that are going to look at this lawlessness and the fact that they, you know, want to give us mandatory vaccines, that was a big turning point for my wife. She's against mandatory vaccines into organic food. So do you follow me?
Martin, I am lighting candles for your wife right now. And I may there be many, many, many more Mrs. Martins out there. Martin, that's what we're hoping for. That's exactly what we're hoping for. And
You know, I've called you before because I wanted to point out how many less of our soldiers have died under the Trump administration compared to Obama. And of course, Bush is terrible, but compared to Obama, last time I checked, it was 17-1 more soldiers died under Obama than under Trump. You know, he got us out of Syria. He hasn't started any new wars. And
Donald Trump is getting us out of
Afghanistan.
Yeah, see, now, Martin, you should be doing this show rather than me. They're from Concord, California. Because you've said it, you've encouraged a lot of people. You're right. Donald Trump has done miraculous things, that citing that one example right there. He's kept our troops alive, and he promised he would, and he delivered on that. Promises made and promises kept. And all of this in spite of the fact that he has been bedeviled by the deep state everywhere. You know, he was thrown into the cesspool of this deep state. And he has managed, even in those very harsh conditions, impossible conditions, he's managed to do all these great things. Now, you mentioned another thing, the coronavirus hoax. And I want to keep you on the phone here just as I describe a few things. You'll probably recognize this immediately. But one of the things we've done on this show that's been creative, folks, is we've said, what's wrong with this picture? You know, we know that the left is lying to us all the time, and it's our job to pick it up, cock our head and go, what? What was that? So let me give you a what was that situation on the coronavirus hoax. We are being told by all these pukes in our deep state. And remember, none of our European cousin countries has a Donald Trump. We're unique. We're the only country that came up with a real patriot who is a real threat to the deep state. There are some fairly good others out there. Only fairly okay. Like Boris Johnson, is he okay? I don't know. He's turning out to be a real weasel. But Donald Trump is the real deal. So they've made a special case out of the United States, and I want to show you that with some statistics in a moment. I'm looking at the charts at the Johns Hopkins coronavirus dashboard. Even with their own deep state numbers, all of our European cousins have experienced the complete disappearance of the coronavirus. It's gone. I'll give you a few numbers. Try to visualize these. I'll use Great Britain, Spain, Italy, France, Germany, and Belgium. I just quickly grabbed them off the chart here. Looked at the latest numbers. At the height of their virus season in these six nations, they were getting, well, I'll give you an example. In Great Britain, at the height, they were getting 5,500 new cases a day. They're now getting 300. Spain, at the height, 9,000 a day. It's now 300. Italy, 8,000 a day. This is only a few weeks ago. Now it's at 150, a couple of months actually ago. France was getting 12,000 a day. They're now getting 300. Germany was getting 6,000 new cases of the coronavirus a day. Now 250. And Belgium was getting 2,000 a day. Now they're getting 100. Now, when you look at those graphs, visualize them in your mind's eye, folks. Those are graphs that have bottomed out. It's over. You're never going to get zero. It's not going to zero. These graphs, the peaks are gone. And now there's just a little trickle at the end of that graph. America, we're different. Somehow, the people in the... Now, we should be following that exact graph. We're Europeans, just like the Britons, the Spaniards, the Italians, the French, the German, and the Belgians. We are those people. Those are our ancestors. Those are our cousins. There's no biological or medical reason that our graph should look any different from any of these European nations. And they all look identical. All of these have the exact same whoop up graph and then whoop roller coaster down, whoop up and straight down. We don't have that. Our graph goes whoop up and stays up. The roller coaster never came over the top. Somebody is screwing with our numbers in order to do what? To terrify the American people. In all these nations I'm mentioning, they've reopened their schools. I didn't use Denmark, for example. They've reopened all their schools. The people in Europe aren't terrified anymore. They're not panicked. But in America...
Yeah, it's a hoax. Jamie,
it's a hoax, folks. They are bullshitting you on your TV 24 hours a day. Cases are up. Cases are spiking. That's the word, the verb you're always going to hear. Spiking. Yep. It's spiking. Oh, we're getting spiked.
My wife
spiked.
Has picked up on this, and yeah. She sees these lies, and it just makes her not want to support the Democrats because she sees that they're going to all this trouble to create civil unrest and to promote virus high, and even virus deaths are off, even though those really haven't spiked.
Those are way down, and they're not reporting those. And by the way, we've heard, yeah. I mean, I've actually seen people on TV saying they'll have a traffic accident where somebody dies in a car crash, and they code it as COVID-19.
Yeah, they'll test them. They'll say, oh, this is a positive test, so he must have had COVID-19, and that's why he got in the crash.
Yeah, even though he hit an 18-wheeler head-on, you know, cause of death, coronavirus, really, yeah.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't have hit him unless he was, you know, afflicted by COVID-19.
Yeah. Now
I'm
get
being
this,
sarcastic,
folks.
Of course. But...
Oh, Martin, and I love you for it. And my candles, I'm still lighting more candles for your wife. God bless your wife. May all the Mrs. Martins of the world, please make sure you vote.
And, you know, I really think that there is a lot of people that are so against Donald Trump in the last election that they're really having a hard time coming around to seeing that he's the one telling the truth here. But I think there are more people like my wife. She's not that isolated.
Well, let me give you this is hard to do over the air on a radio. It's the only weakness of radio. You can't show a graph. But you guys are real smart out there in this audience. You can visualize it. Our U.S. graph, I'm looking at the Johns Hopkins website. This graph, what's wrong with this picture? Graphs are powerful things. Donald Trump knows that. You can really tell what's going on in a business when you see a certain two or three different graphs, and Donald Trump will know right away what's going on with a business, whether it's failing or it's succeeding. Well, you look at our graph, folks. All those other European nations, which should be just like us, theirs goes up steeply, and ours goes up steeply to a peak in April, just like those European nations. But then it doesn't come down like theirs. So guess what our graph is doing right now? This is the freak out. This is the panic, fear-mongering that the pukes of our media, the enemies of our people, as the president correctly calls them. Do you know what our current new cases, I told you these European countries where new cases range from 100 to 300 a day. 100 to 300 a day, which, folks, is statistically nothing, zero. Our new cases, I'm looking at our chart, 60,000 a day. 60,000 a day, Martin. And we have the best medical system in the world. Our medical system is better than any of those European nations. We are healthier people. We have more... Those Europeans, they're living all on top of each other. Talk about social distancing. You can't. In Belgium, you can't social distance. Everybody's living on top of everybody else. They live in little tiny apartments stacked up 20 stories high. We have lawns and swimming pools, and we're outdoors. We get sunshine. Okay? But we have 60,000.
I agree with you, James. I think most of the RBN audience also feels that way, too. My wife
and let me tell you something else, Martin, to characterize this graph, folks. it went up to where it was supposed to go up and then start down back in April. All the way through April, all the way through May, all the way through June, and it's only getting worse. These SOBs in our medical establishment, they're telling us, they want you to believe that we're getting 60,000 new cases a day while our European cousins are getting a couple of hundred. Folks,
well, I don't know what's wrong with their tests, but they're reporting positives on swabs that have never been exposed to anything. That was anecdotal from Dr. Kelly today. And you hear that all over the
place. Well, here's what it is, Martin. Here's what it is. They are trying to, they've realized, hey, we can panic the American people. We can scare them. And by so doing, we can beat Donald Trump. So, folks, that's what they're doing. They're just lying to you. I assure you, the hospitals, a very large number. Look, I'm sure there are plenty of patriotic doctors. This show, there are patriotic doctors listening to this show right now. But there are also doctors who are pukes, who desperately want to vote for Joe Biden, who voted for Hillary Clinton. And those doctors, those anti-American doctors, they understand. If we miscode, if we call these car accidents, COVID-19 deaths, we can drive up the numbers, panic the American people, and get, here's the punchline, folks, this is what makes us different from every other European nation, get rid of Trump. That's all they're focused on, get rid of Trump. And both the riots in the streets and the COVID-19 bullshit are all designed to create so much confusion and demoralization among the American people that they will not rally around Donald Trump. That's their whole strategy. And, you know, Martin, you and I, we're counting on your wife. Your wife's got to pull us through, buddy. We can't do it by ourselves.
Yeah, she's the one that told me that one of the reasons the hospitals are getting fuller is because they are now catching up on all the elective and cancer surgeries that they should have done during the height of this pandemic, this so-called pandemic. So that's another way that they're falsifying the figures. That was in the paper yesterday. I get the East Bay Times, which is the same as the San Jose Mercury News here, and it is full of anti-Trump propaganda every day. You know, I just don't know why we even subscribe to it, except for I sometimes want to assess the competition or the enemy in this case. I don't know how much people believe in it, but the paper itself has been raising their rates and saying they're going to go out of business, and I kind of hope they do.
Yeah. Now, here's the president. Oh, of course. Here's the president tweeting to what you've told us, and Martin. He tweets this today. In Germany, I use these examples, and all these nations are the same. In Germany, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, now the president includes Sweden here, and many other countries, schools are open with no problems.
Yeah.
The Democrats think it would be bad for them politically if U.S. schools open before the November election. But this is important for the children and families. He says, I may cut off funding if they are not opened.
And yeah, well, federal funding only forms a small part of their budget. But I'll tell you this, there's a lot of moms and dads out there that are really hoping for school to open, and they might vote for Trump also. So this is going to change some minds. He's on the right track there, to emphasize this.
Martin, we need you on Donald Trump's staff as an advisor. It's perfect. Exactly. I think you're right.
No.
Think of all the many millions of moms. This is, you're talking their language. Moms and dads.
Yeah.
Think of it, folks.
He's
imagine if you
this.
Have.
I really think he is. That's why he's emphasizing it. That's why, you know, he came out with a big proclamation about that schools will reopen. He knows what will resonate with these people who are used to be Hillary supporters but are now rethinking it.
Yes. And notice there's something in that last tweet, folks, that is sticks out if you've been following this the way I have. The insertion of Sweden. He uses in Germany, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and many other countries, schools are open with no problems. Now, this is of special significance, folks, because on this show, I've talked about the fact that the only country that went with herd immunity was Sweden. They didn't do it. They didn't do any shutdown. They didn't buy any of this BS about shutting their economy down as a way to fix the flu. And so the president now gets
it. It's not a flu, but okay.
Yeah, the president now gets it. That last tweet, which he includes Sweden with Norway and Denmark, reveals the president now gets it. Martin, thank you, buddy.
Well,
stick around.
I hope you take hope from this and other people that are Trump supporters
do
all as well.
I do.
I really think that there is going to be some change of mind here. All right,
Martin,
I got to go.
I love you, brother. Thank you. We'll be right back, folks.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man
We're
can
back, folks.
Be a fool.
And let me close the show with an encouraging thing that I'm noticing on the president's great Twitter account tonight, and it's been evident for a long time, but emphatically so tonight. Donald Trump is definitely watching the Tucker Carlson Tonight Show. And I get the feeling he's watching it religiously. He's taking notes. He's copying clips and he's posting on his Twitter account, thereby amplifying Tucker Carlson's audience. But the reason I'm so encouraged by this, as well as by Martin's wife, is that Tucker Carlson gets it. He gets it big time, folks, and he gets it brilliantly. I'm looking him up here. He's 51 years old. So he's another generation down from our president. And he looks younger than 51. He got a BA from Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut. And he's had a real evolution because he used to write for the Weekly Standard, which is a horrible. Thank goodness they've gone out of business. They went belly up. But the Weekly Standard was a horrible neocon publication. He used to write for them. He was a CNN commentator from 2000 to 2005. And he was the co-host of CNN's primetime news debate program, Crossfire, from 2001 to 2005. He hosted Tucker on MSNBC from 2005 to 2008. In 2010, he co-founded and was the initial editor-in-chief of the conservative news and opinion website, The Daily Caller. And he started his show, Tucker Carlson Tonight, in 2016, coterminous there with the president's presidency. So Tucker Carlson has grown. I don't know. Tucker McNear Carlson, born in 1969 in San Francisco. He's been with Fox from 2009 to the present. And oh, he lives in La Jolla. I didn't know that. Oh, man, I hope he's got a surfboard. Married with four children. The president is watching Tucker Carlson. Now, let me go back to his Twitter account. He is constantly retweeting clips from the Carlson show. Here's one of them. Listen to this. Listen to this one. I think this is the one I want to play for you. Here it is.
On the morning of July 4th, the Washington Post summarized the president's speech, the one clips of which we displayed, this way. Quote, President Trump's unyielding push to preserve Confederate symbols and the legacy of white domination, crystallized by his harsh denunciation of the racial justice movement Friday night at Mount Rushmore, has unnerved Republicans who have long enabled him.
We'll have to cut it short there. Tucker was just about to rip into the Washington Post. It's beautiful. Maybe I'll pick it up tomorrow night. But the good news is the president's watching stuff like that and acting on it. We'll see you all again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thanks to all of you, and a special thanks to Martin's wife. See you tomorrow.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.